right, at this time, we'll call our regular meeting of the East Bay Charter Township Zoning Board of Appeals to order. May we please have a roll call?
Bartlett?
Yes.
Henshaw?
Here.
Stuzinski?
Here.
Karen?
Here.
Hausman?
Here. Review for conflict of interest. Does anybody on the board have a potential conflict of interest with any agenda items tonight? Hearing none. Approval of the agenda. I would like to move to amend to include the 2018 meeting date resolution.
So that'll be new business B?
Excuse me?
New business B?
Actually, yes. New okay. business B would be wonderful.
Motion approved.
Support.
Moved and supported. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Next, approval of the minutes for the 11-14 regular meeting and site review.
That one change or one mistake, I see.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't? I think I already told her, so. She has Carl making the motion and the seconding it.
Carl does everything.
Hey. You didn't ask anybody, quick.
You remember who it was?
No, but I can listen to them.
Okay. So we'll have to
adjust
that.
Have to look. Leslie, I probably have it on my notes from the last meeting.
You want me to just amend it, or do you want me to bring it back again?
I think the typical method is to bring it back, right?
Okay.
So we'll table that. And next, public input. If anybody in the audience tonight has input for the board other than what's on the agenda, here's your opportunity to speak. Yes, ma'am.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Best friend, I just wanted to, I had the opportunity to stay for the meeting tonight, and so I wanted to stay and watch your meeting and just thank you for your service to the community on the ZBA. I'm imagining that it is not always entirely the easiest decisions, and sometimes you might not make people the happiest, and other times you might, but, you know, kind of a tough board to be on. So appreciate your time and effort on behalf of the township.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your time, too.
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Old business, none. And new business, appeal request 5-17 by Jan Wickstrom, owner. He is an owner on a parcel of land commonly known as 862 Indian Trail Boulevard, Traverse City, property identification number 28-03-570-021-00 in the low-density residential LDR zoning district. The request is to construct a 16-foot by 22-foot one-story garage onto an existing home, requiring a variance from Section 505, Table Number 1, yard setbacks. Specifically, a 5-foot side yard variance resulting in a 5-foot setback from the easterly side property line. The minimum setback from the side property line is 10 feet in the LDR district. Okay, at this time, Mr. Wickstrom, if you'd please step up to the podium and tell us a bit about your request, and then please stand by for questions. And please tell us your name and address for the record as well.
Okay, my name is Jan August Wickstrom. I live at 213 North Maple Street, Traverse City, Michigan. I don't know what else to add to what you just said. I just want to put a garage on the house I own at 862 Indian Trail Boulevard.
Okay. Is there any detail that you wish us to know beyond what we saw during the site review this evening?
Can't think of anything.
Okay. In that case, please stand by for questions. You're welcome to remain.
I would add that I'm planning on making that home my residence if I can build this garage. If I can't, I'll probably just stay where I am in town. It just just throw that out there for you guys.
Okay. So is it a rental now, or
pardon?
Is it a rental now? Or
no,
nobody, it's not occupied?
No. I've had bad luck renting it out, and I've decided I'm either going to fix it up and move in it for myself, or fix it up and put it on the market, but I'm not renting it anymore.
Okay. All right. Let's note that we've received a letter and photos from a neighboring property owner, the Chomoskys. Would you care to speak on tonight's request? Yes, please.
Oh, can you open the public notice? Or public hearing?
Yes. Public hearing is now open. So please tell us your name and address and whatever you'd like us to know.
Julie Chomosky, 866 Indian Trail. I think pretty much everything is documented in there. My biggest concern is that through the course of the ownership of this home, there's been a lot of, let's say, junk that's kind of on the side of the house, and my concern is we're going to have 22 extra feet of that. There's also been a van in the park in the driveway that's had a flat tire and has not been driven in quite a long time. So my concern is that we'll have 22 feet, and then maybe more instances of an undrivable vehicle. And we've all worked hard in our neighborhood. There are other places on the property to put this. I noticed that he has a proposed addition, so he could maybe wrap that garage into that proposed addition, which could happen on the other side of the house. Also, there is a garage there right now, right in front of where this proposed garage is. I believe that was put in, well, I've been there since 1989, so it's been before that. But if he's going to put an addition on the other side, there's a possibility that that could be converted back to a garage. There's also a backyard. There's a rental around the corner, so the alley is already plowed, which would give winter access. And maybe he could work with the people that do the plowing there and work out an agreement. And that's just it. I just would prefer this not happen because there are other places and because of the history of the house. So thank you.
Thank you. All right. Mr. Wickstrom, would you like to respond?
Yes, I would.
To start with, the items that are found along the side of the house, those are things you put in a garage. I'll just throw that out there. The van, there's nothing wrong with that van. It is a running, licensed, registered, insured van. It has one tire that has a slow leak in it. Whenever I need to use it, I blow it up, and it's good to go. And as far as changing what was the garage back to a garage, would you take a four-bedroom house and turn it into a two-bedroom house? That doesn't make any sense to me. And this proposed addition, that was something, an idea my father had. I'm not going to act on that. And as far as putting a detached garage, I would consider that if that alley was a little more developed than it is. But, I mean, it's much of the time, it's just totally impassable. And I don't mean just in winter. A lot of times people dump all their leaves and everything out there. It just turns into a mire. And I don't know what else to say. The condition of how that house looks just fine to me. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Okay.
There is. I showed you the one bad fascia board.
Yes.
That's not the final solution. I am going to handle that and deal with it. I'm going to remodel that whole wall of the house, as a matter of fact. Okay. if she wants to speak again.
Okay, thank you. Would anybody else in the public care to speak about this at this time? Okay, hearing none, we'll close the public input and we'll open this up to board discussion.
Well, number one, nothing this board has anything to do with junk ordinance, so sorry about that. That's not us. Number two, this was approved in the past. I don't see much changes, you know, so I don't see why it wouldn't be approved again. I don't know much about the alley, but I did ask Tracy, who lives in there, and she said the alleys are not regularly plowed. So if we put a building in the back, then I could see where he'd end up having to plow it. If the rental on the corner quit plowing it, I mean, what are you going to do? So I don't know if that's an answer. Looking at the house, I would say it's pretty unobtrusive addition.
I agree with Ted. I mean, it's not asking for much. This isn't anything excessive for one stall car garage. And you're not even technically, well, you're not adding to the footprint of the building at all on the side setback. It's just going in plus with the existing wall in itself. And if we're concerned about junk, which we shouldn't even bring up, quite frankly, but that's a perfect place to put it.
Get in the garage.
I'll leave it at that. So. And I don't know the configuration of the house, but if you have bedrooms on the far right, I mean, I can see where you could put a garage. If you put a garage on the other side, you wouldn't even need a variance, but based on the layer of your house, it's just not practical. So I don't see anything wrong with this at all, quite frankly. But that's just me.
Okay. Do you have any questions for the applicant?
No.
Okay.
That was my comment.
Anybody else? Discussion? Questions?
Well, I think just, you know, this is very similar to the request that we had last month, that, you know, the other homes in the area have a garage, so it is very much in line with what is in the neighborhood already. So I don't see where we'd want to not approve it. So.
Okay. Frank, anything?
No.
Okay. Well,
mm-hmm.
In that case, I'll entertain a motion.
I would make a motion that we approve appeals request 5-17, having met all the basic conditions, and then with special condition number 3.
Okay. Four.
Moved and supported. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passed.
Thank you.
Now, I forget, should I expect something in the mail, or are you doing something right now?
Not right now. I'll mail you in a minute. In a minute, we'll be coming to you, along with a copy of your approved. And you also have to get a land use permit and building permit.
Yeah.
But you can talk
I've
about
been
that.
For a while now. Yeah. But now that this go ahead from you guys, now I go to deal with the county.
No, you come to me first. You get a land use permit.
Okay. Because I've already talked to them over on
the
Rainier.
Yeah.
And they said, yeah, once the township gives you green light, then you come here and do it.
Mm-hmm. We need a permit from me and get a permit from them. So come in and see me and we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Mr. Wickstrom, may I ask one unofficial question, please?
Certainly.
Is there any plan for you to store the van inside the garage once it's constructed?
I'm probably going to be selling that van quite soon.
Okay.
And we need to discuss the van.
I've basically just been using it for a tool crib.
Sure, sure. But there would be no need to store it inside if you sell it, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
I need to discuss the van. I told him it needs to be running, which means it cannot have a flat tire.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to work on also the cement block that he has lying around on the property, correct?
Yes.
Wonderful.
I didn't want to throw them away, but I don't know. I want to landscape with them somehow. I just haven't decided what I want to do with them.
And as you said during the discussion, the garage is a perfect place to store them in the meantime.
Yeah, that's, I mean, the Shemanskis, they, I think they kind of missed their tactic there when they said, we have all this junk outside the house. Well, that's the stuff you put in the garage.
Right.
On the point, Mr. Wickstrom, of the cinder blocks or the concrete blocks,
yeah,
if you...
it's cut concrete. It's not cinder blocks.
Okay. All right. I didn't study it, so I couldn't tell you. But on the topic of that material...
I wish it was cinder block. It would be a lot lighter and easier to get rid of.
Sure. If you decide that you wish to get rid of it, there are places, specifically Elmer's, that take broken concrete at no cost.
Oh, really?
So you call them and say, I've got broken concrete, I want to get rid of it, because they break it down. They have crushers. They break it down, shake it out, and turn it into gravel, recycled crushed concrete that they use in gravel for roadways. They don't care.
No,
their crushers eat that stuff all day long and spit it out, and then they recycle the steel for money. I don't know if you get on Facebook at all, but their post today happened to be, it's crushing time, so they're crushing all the concrete they collect from anybody else that's around this area that breaks up concrete and takes it to them. They've now got it going through crushers and screens to make it into gravel.
Wait a minute. No, you have to take it to them.
Yeah, but if it's in pieces, it's...
You've got a van, right?
You got a van. As long as you pump up that tire, she'll drive for as long as you need it, right? Okay. Well, but just saying that there, if you say, geez, I really don't want to monkey with this stuff, I'd just like to get rid of it, there's a free place to get rid of it that's, in my opinion, relatively close.
That's a very real consideration for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they will break concrete that's got rebar of this diameter in there. They know it comes in there. And they are prepared to deal with it.
Okay.
So, yeah. You wouldn't shock them. Unless Jimmy Hoffa was in there.
Yeah.
So.
X-ray for bones, I suppose.
I just go through the crusher just fine.
Okay.
So.
And before I leave, I'd just like to say, I do move into that house. I hope this, me and the Shemanskis can kind of somehow come to terms and,
But one observation.
I'm hoping that this is not the start of some blood feud or whatever. I just hope I'm not that kind of person. I would much rather get along.
But one observation is whatever their issues are or were, you seem to touched on each of them with a solution. So good for you.
Okay.
Yeah, you got a little list there if you want to give them a Christmas present. I say you got a list there if you want to give them a Christmas present.
So should I make an appointment with you right now, Leslie?
No, you just come in. I'm here every day.
Not Friday.
It's not Friday.
You take walk-ins.
Oh, all day long.
Thank you.
Be safe out there.
Hi, Dan.
All right, let's go on to new business B, which is the consideration and the adoption resolution of meeting dates and time for 2018. It is resolution number 2017-27. I think each of us has a copy of it. If you'd like to check it out, and I'm entertaining motions.
Approve resolution 2017-27.
Approve.
Moved and supported. All in favor? Any discussion first?
I just asking, did you verify the dates? Because
yeah.
I didn't have time.
Yeah, I did it twice, and I had the clerk's office do it.
Okay. Just because I know we had a typo on one last night. So.
Right. Moved and supported. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed?
I got one thing to add on that one. After, not about the meeting,
right.
About the 5:30 when it's dark.
Right.
Can we move that to 5 o'clock? Is that, or is that, does anyone agree with that? Because no one can see.
I agree.
In the winter, I mean.
Okay,
it's
fine.
Kind of hard.
Or we can just back the way you said
just
and resolve the other.
Yeah, because sometimes I change my mind.
What, any time during daylight savings time?
Yeah, then you can do 5:30. I never thought of that one.
But then you have a stick in the mud like me that says, why do we meet at 5:30 for a five-minute meeting and then have to figure out what to do for the next 55 minutes?
That's true, too.
Yeah. Well, can
good
we...
Good point, but I'd rather see. Let's do it. How about we do it at 5:30 throughout the summer, except if it's January or February or December?
Give back our 3%, get some headlamps. Do you use them for ice fishing? Do you have a headlamp for ice fishing?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I'll bring it, son. Come on now. Be prepared, Boy Scout.
Yeah.
Okay, come on. We got to give her some real direction here. We have three items on there. Which way are you going? You're going to do it for daylight savings time?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Just in December, January, and February, we will meet at 5:00 for site visits only.
Right.
That's fine.
And then the rest of the day at 5:30. I'm
just any more discussion on that?
We can reconvene at, like, you know, Taqueria or something.
I was going to say we
hang out
pizza.
At Ted's. He's got a buffet.
There you go.
Buffet.
I don't need a motion on that.
Right. As amended?
I still approve it.
That's not on this.
That's not on there anyway.
That's just our site visits.
Yeah,
that's not on
there. Tech and humans aren't on there.
Do you want to make any notes for yourself, though? For okay, perfect.
That's what she said. She doesn't need a motion.
Okay.
She's got a. She's just her. She'll have to remember to notify us the proper time.
All right.
Okay. So duly noted, written, and signed. Both copies.
All right.
A pleasure.
How about a township board discussion?
We just had our meeting last night, and it was a full agenda, but it went pretty well. We updated a few things in the employee manual, a leave donation policy. We updated that a little bit, and then a vacation policy. We are allowing the employees to roll up to 40 hours to the next year if they were unable to use it. So those were a couple of housekeeping things. We did, you know, I mentioned last month that we were looking at the industrial designation, industrial park designation for Meadowlands,
right.
And we approved that last night, and we approved a abatement for 3 years for Photodons.
Okay.
They're going to be building a facility there and increasing jobs by 5, I believe it was.
Right.
So we approved a 3-year tax abatement for them.
And how many lots in Meadowlands?
They're just using one lot. I think, if I remember correctly, there were like 6 or 8 that were open yet.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember, Beth?
The industrial development district
encompasses
all
of them. Yeah, it does. All of them, but...
Photodon is actually two parcels that they merged into one that's the center of the Meadowlands.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And their building, I think, was going to be about $1 million, so it's going to be a nice facility. So that was good. We approved the fire prevention ordinance that was just updating it to the current...
Standards,
yes. Sorry. I don't think it's...
Okay.
I want to say federal, but it's not federal. And then... I don't know that we had... Oh, we talked about the accessory dwelling units, and that's got to come back to us. There was some conflicts. It was presented to only be available within the growth boundary, but then further in the document it said, and if you want to apply for one outside the growth boundary, and so they're going to correct that, those things, and bring it back to us. But I don't know that there was a whole lot of other discussion on that, but we'll see it again in January, I believe. And then we approved some changes to the poverty exemption. And in order to help the assessing department get through their AMAR audit in 2018, we had to do some housekeeping with the property transfer affidavits and not charging the $5 per day that they're not, the affidavit isn't turned in.
Okay.
We've not had a problem with that in the past, but we needed to make it an official so that they could have an extra point on their AMR. So I think that's about it.
Very nice. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Planning Commission?
Somebody brought up a sign ordinance. I guess we're going to talk about that. Other than that, nothing really that's, you know, the... I don't remember anything else. We're looking for...
No, we talked about... We have to do some court cases and content-neutral signage has to be... So we have to adjust our ordinance for content-neutral signage.
So staff took it upon themselves to rewrite the whole ordinance, which are larger than any other municipality along the route there.
So we're thinking of trying to get in line with everybody else so it has a little more uniformity.
Okay.
It's hard. It's 100 square feet by us. What's that? Is 300 square feet here?
120.
Oh, we're only 100 square feet.
You're not along the bay.
Oh, it's along the bay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's 40. It's 40 and, on Acme.
Oh.
And it's 60 in the city.
Oh.
And we're looking at 80.
Oh.
How's it 80?
Thanks. What is the definition of content neutral?
Like you can't put in your ordinance, you can't put political signs. You just have to put them under temporary signs.
We're
talking about what's on a sign.
Okay.
So we can outlaw all
free
the
speech.
Political signs now?
What?
We can outlaw all the political temporary signs?
No, they're just called temporary signs, not political signs.
You can just say that just they're only there for
you. I don't think we ought to have them. I hate them. They're horrible.
Well... I guess you can't do anything about that, especially when one of your relatives runs.
Does it mean he has to like it?
If nobody can have him, what difference would it make for him?
Yeah.
It'd save him a lot of money when
I buy
a bunch of signs.
Really hard
I think they should just outlaw all signs. We don't need signs at all. That'd save everybody money.
Just like that song.
All right. Anything else?
I got one more.
Yes.
What about now he's accessory door? We get a lot of questions. I just had a couple people that lived on Spider Lake. Are they going to allow to be built sheds less than 50 feet from the lake? Or what's the deal?
That was brought to the township board last month. No, they did not table it. There was no action. There was no support for it. Though there was no action, so
they let the motion
it's
die.
Done.
Okay, I didn't know. Yeah, then that's
Okay, good.
Tell them to write their township representatives and tell thanks.
And that was an accessory building without a primary residence.
Right. That's what you were talking about out on the lakes.
Well,
the accessory ones.
Someone wants a 6x6 shed. 10 feet from the lake to store.
You can't do anything.
Yeah.
Noodles.
You can't do anything
to store.
Like that one person.
16 feet or 10 by 10 or less, but let me look, Carl.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Okay, well, you have to be more clear.
Yeah.
I will look and I will send it to you.
I like to be vague.
So does everyone else.
I like to talk in general.
There is just, I don't know if I mentioned it last month. There is an opening on the Planning Commission. One of the commissioners took a job in Antrim County, and so there's a conflict. So there is an opening. If you know of people that would like to put their hat in the ring, they can send a letter of interest to Beth.
Wonderful.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, sorry.
They did good.
Absolutely.
By December 22nd. By December 22nd. You have a week.
Thank you. Anything else? Adjourned.
Where is this metal last?